2026年4月23号。
April 23, 2026.
昨天深夜并没有下雨。
Yesterday night didn't rain.
至少在凌晨2点多钟的时候还没有。 我差不多是在4点多钟的时候才睡觉的。
I didn't go to sleep until around 4:00 a.m. while you were already asleep at around 2:00 a.m.
一直睡到今天中午12点多。
I usually sleep until noon.
然后下楼发现下雨了。
Then I went downstairs and found that it was raining.
应该下了蛮久。
I've been working on it for a long time.
因为地面有积水。
Because the ground is wet.
然后空气也特别的湿。
Then the air was very humid.
特别的凉。
It's particularly cold.
就我下楼的时候还没有下雨。
When I went downstairs, it hadn't rained yet.
然后我就在外面走了一下。
Then I went for a walk outside.
走着走着就下雨了。
Walking and walking, suddenly it started to rain.
那个雨也不大。
It wasn't raining.
我其实挺喜欢在这个雨不大的时候呢。
I actually quite like being in a place where it's not raining.
在外边走一走。
Go for a walk outside.
我呢，其他人都挺匆忙的。
I, on the other hand, was quite leisurely.
我就慢慢悠悠地走。
I walked slowly.
因为雨不大。
Because the rain is not heavy.
可能就是会把外套打湿一点。
Maybe it's just about getting the coat a little wet.
头发湿一点。
A little wet hair.
然后我就想到了我以前上学的时候。
Then I thought of my school days.
上学的时候呢。
When I was in school.
就是我经常不带伞。
That's why I always forget to bring an umbrella.
然后如果下雨了呢。
And if it rains, what?
我就走着回宿舍。
I walked back to my dormitory.
从这个教学楼回宿舍。
From this teaching building to the dormitory.
那别人都打伞。
Then everyone else is holding an umbrella.
然后呢，打着伞在雨里边跑。
Then while running in the rain with an umbrella.
我就会慢悠悠地走。
I will walk slowly.
有时候雨很大。
Sometimes it rains heavily.
就是那种暴雨。
That kind of rain.
我也是慢悠悠地走。
I'm walking at a leisurely pace.
因为我已经打定主意了。
Because I've already made up my mind.
湿了就湿了。
Once it's wet, it's wet.
我很喜欢这样的一种从容的状态。
I really like this state of being calm and composed.
而这种从容就是你接受这个你会被淋湿。
And this composure is you accepting that you will get wet.
你不在乎了。
You don't care.
你就能够从容了。
You can calm down.
尤其是下特别大的雨。
Especially when it rains heavily.
然后呢。
Then.
那些雨点。 很重的,
Those raindrops were very heavy.
砸在你身上,
fall on you.
就像按摩一样,
like massage.
其实挺爽的,
actually, it's quite satisfying.
当然了,
of course,
等你回到宿舍的时候就不爽了,
I'm already annoyed when you get back to the dormitory.
因为整个衣服都湿了,
because the whole outfit was wet.
粘在身体上很难受。
It's uncomfortable to stick to the body.
我记得我上大学那会儿呢，有一次跟舍友打赌。
I remember when I was in college, I once made a bet with my roommate.
然后读书了。
Then I read books.
然后呢，输的代价就是要裸奔。
Then the price of losing is to be naked.
当时我们规定，这个裸奔呢，必须得是在白天。
At that time, we stipulated that the nude must be done during the day.
不能是在晚上。
It can't be at night.
因为。 于是呢，我就再等一场雨。
Because of this, I will wait for another rain.
等一场大暴雨。
Wait for a heavy rain.
当时是在北京吗？
It was in Beijing, wasn't it?
夏天，终于等来一场暴雨。
The long-awaited summer rain finally arrived.
差不多是在中午的时候下的。
It was around noon.
然后我就趁这个暴雨。
Then I took advantage of the heavy rain.
然后脱光了。
Then undress.
只穿着一条内裤。
Wearing only underwear.
然后呢，绕着这个宿舍楼，裸奔了一圈。
Then I ran around the dormitory building naked.
我觉得这些经历呢。
I think these experiences.
现在我回想起来，有一种很美好的感觉。
Now I think back and feel a wonderful feeling.
就是你看我年轻的时候都做过这样的事情。
Look, when I was young, I did all these things.
然后说回到今天。
Then say, let's go back to today.
然后今天呢是4月23号。
Then today is April 23rd.
前两天就有人提醒我说，今天是世界读书日。
2 days ago, someone reminded me that today is World Book Day.
所以呢，我们今天就简单的来说一下读书这件事儿。
So, today we'll briefly talk about the act of reading.
我是很少读书的。
I don't read much.
尤其是最近几年。
Especially in recent years.
每年可能读书的量呢，最多也就两本。
The maximum number of books I can read each year is 2.
偶尔可能会有三本。
Sometimes there are 3.
我读书很慢。
I read slowly.
就一本书可能会读大半年才能读完。
It takes a long time to read a book, maybe half a year.
而且都是在一些没有办法做其他事情的时候去读，上厕所的时候。
And they were all reading while using the toilet.
睡觉之前。
Before going to bed.
尤其是睡不着的时候。
Especially when you can't sleep.
会看一会儿，就当催眠了。
It's like being hypnotized after just a glance. Either on the plane.
因为我不是一个特别热衷于看书的人。
Because I'm not someone who's particularly fond of reading.
我看的书呢也比较少。
The books I read are also not many.
就这么些年。
Just a few years.
我估计我的阅读量撑死了也就100本书。
I estimate that my reading volume is at most 100 books.
这100本书当中呢。
Among these 100 books.
有大部分呢都是小说。
Most of them are novels.
这些小说里头呢，一部分是所谓的世界经典名著。
In these novels, some are well-known classics.
还有一部分呢是网络小说，像什么《诛仙》啊。
There are also some online novels, such as fiction.
像什么之前我们上中学那会儿，有本书叫做《坏蛋是怎样炼成的》。
What do you think of the book How to Become a Bad Boy that we read in middle school?
里边的那个主人公叫谢文东。
The protagonist in the story is named Zai Wendong.
是讲这个黑社会的。
This is about a black gang.
就类似于这样的一些小说啊。
Something like these novels.
什么盗墓笔记了。
What are you talking about? Notes from Underground.
鬼吹灯了。
The lantern was extinguished.
哎。这些书都看。
Read these books.
然后所谓的那些怎么说呢
?Then what are those so-called?
就比如说像人类简史这样的一些有品质的书啊。
For example, books like Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind that have high quality.
这种严肃一点的书呢?
This is a more serious book.
我看的并不多。
I haven't seen much. Okay.
总共也就二十几本。印象比较深刻的呢，就是《道德经》啊。
There are only a few dozen books at I remember vividly, such as the Tao Te Ching.
然后呢
Then,
西方哲学史像动机与人格
Western philosophy has been motivated by the question of the self.
国富论
The wealth of nations.
反正就也就这些东西
Well, that's all there is.
而这些书呢我看的都很慢
And these books, I read them very slowly.
为什么会看得慢呢
Why is it slow?
是因为我在看的过程当中会有很多的问题、啊、去思考
Because when I'm watching, I have many questions to think about.
然后当我去思考这些问题的时候呢
Then when I was thinking about these questions,
我就会去看别的东西
I will go and look at something else.
然后呢去百度上搜索相关的资料
Then go to Baidu to search for relevant information.
所以有时候呢，我看的是一本书。
So sometimes when I read a book,
比如说看《动机与人格》。
For example, look at motivation and personality.
动机与人格可能也就20万字左右。
The total length of Chinese and Western personalities is about 20,000 words.
但是如果我把这本书看完的时候
But if I finish reading this book
我阅读的真正的体量应该有100万字
The actual volume I read should be 1,000,000 words
其中20万字呢是这本书上的
20,000 words are from this book
其他的80万字可能是来自于网络当中的各种各样的相关资料
The other 80,000 words may come from various related materials on the internet.
我都是这么看书的。
Here's how I read.
有些不错的书呢。
Some good books.
我会多看几遍。
I will watch it several times.
比如说像《国富论》。
For example, like Wealth of Nations.
我就看了两遍。
I've watched it twice.
动机与人格
Motivation and personality
我好像也看了两遍
I seem to have watched it twice
然后呢
Then
看着看着呢就把这本书就看薄了
I just kept reading and reading and I finished the book in a short time
所以我读书的体会是这样的
My experience in reading is as follows
就是我觉得读书应该是两个方向。
I think reading should be in two directions.
把一本薄的书呢看厚。
Make a thin book look thick.
哎。
Well.
然后呢，再把一个厚的书呢看薄。
Then take a thick book and read it in a thin volume.
比如说我刚刚说的这个动机与人格。
For example, the motivation and personality I just mentioned.
这本书对我的影响比较大。
This book has had a significant impact on me.
马斯洛对我的影响挺大的。
Maslow has had a significant impact on me.
他的这个需求层次理论呢
His hierarchical needs theory.
其实带给我的不是心理学上的突破。
Actually, it didn't bring me a breakthrough in psychology.
而是经济学上的突破。
Instead, it is a breakthrough in economics.
它让我对经济学有了另外的视角去看。
He made me see economics from a different perspective.
于是慢慢地形成了我自己的一个经济学的一个系统。
So, I gradually formed my own economic system.
那么《动机与人格》这本书我刚刚说了我看得很慢。
So, I'm just saying that I'm reading motivation and personality very slowly.
对吧
Right?
除了这个书上的20万字以外呢
Besides the 20,000 characters in this book.
还有相关的资料、啊、来自于网络的或者其他地方的80万字。
There are also related materials from the internet or other places, totaling 80,000 characters.
那么这样的话呢，就把一本书看厚了。
So, if that's the case, then I'll have to read a book twice as thick.
然后呢，又把这本书看薄。
Then he also skimmed the book.
看薄的意思是说，就把很多的东西都忘掉了。
The meaning of look at thin is to forget everything.
只留下一些很关键的部分。
Keep only the most important parts.
像西方哲学史也一样。
Like the history of Western philosophy.
这本书很厚。
This book is very thick.
最后你反复地看了几遍。
Finally, you reread it several times.
看完之后呢，留下来的东西呢，可能只是一些很关键的人。
After watching, what remains might only be some key people.
他们提出的一些很关键的、很核心的一些观点。
Some of the key and core points they put forward.
因为这个时候，你对这个东西已经非常熟悉了。
Because at this point, you are very familiar with this thing.
只需要经由这个人、
Only through this person,
他的一些主要的观点就能够推导出很多东西来。
From his main points, we can derive many things.
所以我觉得读书不在于说你要读懂它。
So, I think reading is not about understanding it.
因为读懂是一个结果。
Because understanding is a result.
读懂不是一个目的。
Understanding is not an end in itself.
如果一个人能够放下这个目的呢？
If a person can let go of this purpose,
反而就能够把一本书读完。
Instead, I can finish reading a book.
你只有读完它。
You only need to read it.
你才能够更容易读懂。
You can read it more easily.
很多人看书呢，看不下去。
Many people can't read books.
嗯。
Well.
为什么看不下去呢？
Why can't I watch it?
说我不理解，读不懂。
I was told that I don't understand and can't read.
你看，于是你就不会给自己留出一些消化它的时间和空间了。
If you see it, you won't give yourself some time and space to digest it.
所以，尤其是读一些不那么好读的书。
So, especially when reading books that are not very easy to read.
别想着去读懂。
Don't try to understand.
只要是能够在读的过程当中启发你去思考一些问题。
As long as the process of reading can inspire you to think about some questions.
在思考的过程当中
In the process of thinking,
在阅读一些相关的东西
Read some more related materials.
然后给自己留出空间来、
Then give yourself some space.
最终把它读完
Finish reading it.
因为理解是慢慢发生的。
Because understanding is gradual,
不是当下发生的。
Not happening now.
但是很多人呢并不明白这个原理。
But many people don't understand this principle.
于是呢就止步于这些比较难读的书的前几页，一读。
So I stopped reading these books after reading the first few pages.
发现读不下去。
Found that I can't read it anymore.
理解不了。
Unable to understand.
然后就放弃了，就不读了。
Then he gave up and didn't read anymore.
我觉得读书呢，重点不在于说你记住了什么。
I think the key to reading is not just remembering what you read.
真正的核心在于你思考了什么。
The real core lies in what you think about.
如果你读完一本书，没有思考几个问题。
If you finish reading a book without thinking about several questions,
光是记了一大堆人名儿啊。
Just listing a bunch of names.
光是记了书里边的一大堆的话啊。
Just memorizing a lot of words from the book.
所谓的京剧。
The so-called Peking opera.
然后呢，跟别人去说我读了什么书。
Then I would tell others what books I had read.
里边这个书里边有什么观点？
What are the main points of this book?
这个，我觉得这个是最糟糕的读书方式。
I think this is the worst way to read.
你读个书都是为了 向别人去证明你收获了什么。
You read books in order to prove to others what you have learned.
当然这样的人其实大有人在啊。
Of course, there are actually many people like this.
我们的学院当中也有，这个怎么说呢？
Our college also has this. How to say?
主体性太虚弱了。
The main mindset is weak.
这个不好啊。
This is bad.
真的不好。
It's really bad.
所以，读书不重要。
So, reading is not important.
重要是你要思考。
The important thing is to think.
而思考呢，不一定经过读书才能思考。
Thinking doesn't necessarily come from reading.
你通过做事情也能思考。
You can think by doing things.
通过阅读社会。
Through reading society.
阅读世界也能思考。
Read the world's wonders.
不要想着什么万般皆下品。
Don't think that everything is low class.
没有读书高。
Not reading high.
那不是这样的。
That's not the case.
尤其是在互联网时代。
Especially in the era of the internet.
你学习的方式。
Your learning style.
你获取信息的通道多种多样。
You have multiple channels for obtaining information.
不必局限于这个书本。
Not limited to this book.
所以呢，我之前写过一篇文章。
So I wrote an article before.
叫做少读书
called reading less
多读世界
read more of the world
如果你很喜欢读书
if you like to read
也别太把这个读书这件事太当回事
don't take reading too seriously either
尤其不要向别人去说明这一点或证明这一点
especially don't explain or prove it to others
对吧不然的话呢
otherwise
对吧
Right.
你的读书的初衷我就开始怀疑了。
I started to doubt your purpose for reading.
把书读薄、
Read the book thinly.
把书读薄是一个不断的做减法的过程。
Reading a book thinly is a continuous process of subtraction.
对吧
Right.
道德经上就说为学日益为道日
The Tao Te Ching says that learning is to increase one's understanding of the way.
日损
Wear and tear.
其实就是要减掉概念。
Actually, it means to eliminate the concept.
减掉那些表面的东西。
Cut out the superficial things.
读书最不重要的就是记住它里边的内容，不用记。
The least important thing about reading is not remembering the content. Well,
忘掉是最好的。
Forgetting is the best.
说我看完一本书了。
I said I finished reading a book.
然后我没记住什么。
Then I didn't remember anything.
这挺好，挺好啊。
This is good. This is good.
不用记。
Don't remember.
只要是自然的思考
As long as it is natural thinking
然后呢认真的去思考
Then think about it seriously
哪怕没有思考出什么结论来
Even if I don't come up with any conclusions
也是好的
Also good
读书是一个训练自己的思考力的过程
Reading is a process of training one's thinking ability
那么思考力呢是在广泛的思考
So, is the thinking ability in broad thinking
深入的思考的过程当中
Through deep thinking
不断进化的不断提升的思考力比什么都重要
Continuous improvement of thinking ability is more important than anything else
尤其是在我们这个国家
Especially in our country
我们从小的教育呢是忽略这一点的。
We have neglected this point in our education from a young age.
是忽视这一点的。
Ignoring this.
我们的教育就告诉你其实。
We educate you.
是你记住就好了你。
Actually, you'll remember it.
看到一个问题，你会解答就好了。
Once you see a problem, you can solve it.
你不用去思考。
You don't need to think about it.
这是非常糟糕的教育理念、教育模式。
This is a very bad educational philosophy and educational model.
然后呢？
Then,
再来说一下。
Let me say again.
把一本书读厚。这个我最有体感的是《道德经》。
The most profound experience I've had with reading a book is with the Tao Te Ching.
道德经的。
Tao Te Ching.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows.
字很少
short sentences
5000个字左右很薄的一本书
approximately 5000 words a very thin book
然后呢
then
最后我把这本书呢读到了多少万字呢
finally I read this book and found out how many words it contained
前前后后差不多200多万字
approximately 200,000 words in total
因为我光是给《道德经》去做注解
，Because just annotating the Tao Te Ching is enough for me，
就注解了7次。
I have annotated it 7 times。
每一次都会把之前的推翻，注解了7次。
Every time it will overturn the previous annotations 7 times。
每一次注解都需要写大量的文字。
Every annotation requires writing a large amount of text.
我记得我最后的一版，差不多是在3-4年前做那个注解呢。
I remember that my last version was about 3 or 4 years ago when I was making that annotation.
我看了一下字数，有30多万字。道德经。
I looked at the 30,000 plus characters of the Tao Te Ching.
这本书是一个常读常新的书。
This book is a book that can be read again and again.
我从高中的时候开始接触，他已经深刻地影响了我。
I have been influenced by him since I started knowing him in high school.
我经由《道德经》思考了太多的问题了。
I have thought about too many questions in the Tao Te Ching.
包括后来，说这个研究。
Including later, I said this research.
哲学。
Philosophy.
经济学。
Economics.
法律等等。
Law, etc.
其实都是受到了《道德经》的影响。
In fact, they are all influenced by the Tao Te Ching. And
会用道德经的视角
from a perspective of the Tao Te Ching
他的思考方式来去看待各种不同的问题
Let's look at the different problems from his perspective
那因此呢就是如果别人让我去推荐一本书
So if someone asked me to recommend a book
我通常都会推荐道德经
I usually recommend the Tao Te Ching
但是很多人读道德经呢会很在意版本问题
However, many people who read the Tao Te Ching pay close attention to the version issue
你说你读什么版本对吧
Tell me what version are you reading
会很在意这本书到底谁写的这些都不重要、
It doesn't matter who wrote the book What matters is that it's a good book
都不重要
None of them matter
他是谁写的写他这个人是什么背景都不关键
Who wrote this? It doesn't matter what background this person has
关键就是你在读这本书的时候受到哪些启发
The key is what kind of inspiration you get from reading this book
并且因为这些启发思考了哪些问题
And because these questions have prompted further thought,
对，这个才是本。
This is the book.
但是很多人喜欢舍本求末。
However, many people prefer to pursue the end goal.
你不需要记住《道德经》的哪一章说了什么。
You don't need to remember what chapter of the Tao Te Ching says.
也不需要考察版本与版本之间的区别。
You don't need to examine the differences between versions.
除非你是专门研究这个的。
Unless you are a specialist in this field.
否则的话不必要。
Otherwise, there is no need.
当然了。
Of course.
很多人呢其实如果读了一本书。
Many people, in fact, if they read a book.
就恨不得让所有人都知道他读了这本书。
He really wanted everyone to know that he had read this book.
这个就太虚弱了。
This is too weak.
然后世界读书日。可能很多人都在说读书有什么好处。
People's Day and World Book Day, many people may be saying what are the benefits of reading.
以及要给大家推荐一些书。
And I would like to recommend some books to you.
我没有什么可推荐的。
I have nothing to recommend.
嗯。
Well,
我也不觉得读书是必须的。
I don't think reading is necessary.
我倒是觉得很多人即便读了很多书。
I think that many people, even though they have read a lot of books,
也是一脑袋浆糊。
Also a bunch of nonsense.
也是执着于表象。
Also obsessed with appearances.
并没有对他的思考力有多么大的注意。
He didn't pay much attention to his ability to think.
因为他只是读书而已。
Because he's just reading.
他很少思考。
He rarely thinks about anything.
所以呢，如果你读书不思考。
So if you read without thinking.
就不如不读。
It's better not to read.
读书不是越多越好。
Reading is not about reading more.
那些很经典的书，读个几本。
Read a few classic books.
我就觉得够了。
I think it's enough.
剩下的时间要用来多看世界。
The remaining time should be used to travel more.
多看生活。
Look at life.
多考察生活的细节。
Pay close attention to the details of life.
哪怕是看看美女也好。
Even if it's just to look at beautiful women.
所以，世界读书日。
So World Book Day.
我想说的就是两点。
What I want to say is two things.
第一。
First.
如果你读书。
If you read.
你不思考就不如不读。
If you don't think, it's better not to read.
然后第二。少读书。
Then the second least is reading.
多读世界。
Read more of the world.